If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, June 16th. It was cool by the lake. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food. We tell them where to go, don't we, Lieutenant?
We do. Can I make a quick mention to the lady that called earlier, your first caller?
Sure.
Another movie suggestion, she should watch RV with Robin Williams. There's a scene in there about emptying your RV tanks that might be very instructive.
Yeah, I told her to watch Lost in America before she goes on her little weekend trip. hope she doesn't take any of our suggestions. What have you been eating this week?
Well, you know, I've had some canceled days off, which gives me the opportunity to go to way south. And I went to Chicago Pita Kitchen get this address, 13227 South Brainerd Avenue.
A lot of numbers when you head way south.
And it doesn't look like Chicago. It's like a different city down there on the southeast side.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize, you know, I grew up on the north side. A lot of people on the north side don't realize there is an east side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
It's down in Hegwisch.
Another world.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And the reason I went there a few months ago now, I mentioned Drago Bob's shish kebab that I used to take on my fishing trip all the time, and that I had missed it, and because he was gone. And Joe, I hope I pronounced this right, Achwat, sent me an email and said that Chicago Pita Kitchen still has the recipe for the shish kebabs, and if you don't want to drive all the way down to Cedar Lake, Indiana, where the family lives, and now you can go to Chicago Pita Kitchen.
This was a famous shish kebab place?
It's a famous marinade. So, you know, shish kebabs, if you have good meat, then it's all about the marinade.
Mm-hmm.
And Drago Bob's marinade is fantastic, and so their shish kebabs are really good. Get the pork shish kebabs.
So now the Chicago Pita Kitchen has what you like.
They have the same recipe, yeah. So it's really good. He also said, and I forgot to ask, he said they sell the raw meat too, which is great to bring home for barbecues.
So a place called the Chicago Pita Kitchen, you think of gyros and chicken, right?
Right. Well, yeah, and okay, so their main thing is broasted chicken, and
mm-hmm.
that's actually I forgot about Drago Bob's till I went there, because I went there for the chicken, and they broasted chicken, there's a really good broasted chicken is kind of few and far between these days, and I think because the machines or whatever they make it are so expensive, but good broasted chicken is crispy on the outside without much or any breading, and then really hot on the inside, so they steam it.
And healthier than fried chicken.
Right. And it's, you're not tasting the breading. You're tasting the chicken. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's much better than fried chicken. Well, I've had really good fried chicken, so I don't know.
What kind of place is this inside?
Well, it's a fast food place.
Uh-huh.
They got there's no chairs. They have a counter you can stand at. Most of the people were eating outside in the car when you can go sit. They have a big lot, so you go they sit outside in the car. A lot of city workers go down there. A lot of state workers, because it's not too far from some of the state stuff. It's actually right near Hegwisch in general, but it's right near the old missile site that used to protect Chicago back in the Cold War days. The Nike missile site is not too far away, although everything's kind of overgrown and the foundations are still there.
Yeah, there used to be a couple around also on the north side. I haven't seen one of those in a while, though.
Right, yeah. When it first started, the missiles were very short range, so there was two or three of them around Lake Michigan, but
I think maybe one up near Montrose. I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But and then later on in the Cold War, the missiles got better. So I think there was the last one was down in Hegwisch. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else did you enjoy at this place?
I did have the gyros, and that's also very good. And the neighbors love it. I just had a little taste, but it was very good. They also do catering, and I figured I should mention this because someday we're going to have a nice warm day, and people are going to have outdoor parties. And,
yeah, this weekend.
Is it going to get...
Away from the lake, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, because it's been cold. But they do catering, so you can... And right on their menu, if you go to their website, if you just look up Chicago Pita Kitchen, I was telling Haley in the room there that the website's great because all it is their menu. And there's no fancy thing. You can't order online. You got to go in and get it. But you can order their catering, and you can just call up and have their catering ordered. So
just the facts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll check that out. In the future, you should do a little survey of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Test out a couple of places. Meantime, it's the Chicago Pita Kitchen, 13227 South Brainerd in right. Chicago.
And great milkshakes, too. They have real, ooh, real milkshakes.
Oh.
Real ice cream, real milk.
That's the best. All right. We'll get a break in here, and then I want to talk about those goodies you brought in
yeah.
for dessert. If you have a recommendation for Lieutenant David Haynes, you can email him directly. How do they do that, Lieutenant?
That would be beatcopsguide, don't forget the S, at gmail.com.
Beatcopsguide at gmail.com.
Yeah, and I'm always looking. I'm sorry, should I just, I don't know if you want to introduce us.
No,
I'm
go ahead.
Always looking for unusual, especially desserts, but really unusual food too. But so I went to this place because it's a pudding dessert bar. It's number one thing. And it's called Jars by Jasmine. At 1732 East 79th Street, and I just love the idea. There used to be one in Wicker Park years ago.
A pudding bar?
Yeah, basically where they have different kinds of pudding, but that's their main focus. But they have other stuff too, but it starts off being pudding, and I was talking to the owners, I forgot to write his name down, but he was telling me that they started off because he was a steel worker, and he would bring his wife's pudding and share it with people. They thought it was so great that he started doing it at little festivals. They had a ghost kitchen, and now they have a brick and mortar, very nice little dessert bar at 1732 East 79th Street, and it's a great story. They worked their way up. They had an idea. It's exactly what we've been talking about for 10 years now. And mm-hmm. Then, matter of fact, their daughter just graduated from Lincoln Park High School. So congratulations, Deanna. I get to know people.
Yes, you do. Sounds like a really great family business. And I'm looking at the nice, large assortment of goodies you brought in, cookies, and it looks like a brownie in there.
Brownies, yeah.
It also looks like you may have dropped the tray on the way over here.
Well, yeah, that's thanks to that Kia driver that stopped short in front of me, and I'd slam on the brakes. Everything goes flying to the front. At least it didn't go on the floor. That would have been...
Did you give him a ticket for messing up your bakery tray?
I was in my own car.
So. Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
There should be a ticket for that, though. I mean, think about it. How you go get a birthday cake or something, you put it in the back seat, and even if you belt it in, you drive it around here.
What? Yeah, it's scary out there, as you know better than anybody. What else do they have here? Obviously, more than just pudding.
Well, yeah, but they do have great banana pudding. I love southern banana pudding. That's the banana pudding with real bananas and Nilla wafers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. And they do. Oh, and just one more thing about the pudding. It's called Jars by Jasmine. And when you buy your pudding, you get it in a jar that actually closes and twists. So you can carry it home. I carried it in a roll call last night and was eating and I could carry it in without if you drop it it's not gonna hurt it, which is great.
It tastes better in a container that too.
Yeah, nothing cheap and
love it.
And so they have these nice big cookies, including the red velvet ones, and they have brownies, and I brought brownie bites. This is, by the way, this is a tray, and she put this together when I was there last night. It's 40. It's they call it the $40 holla, $40 holler, and it's a whole tray of two dozen cookies and brownie bites, and great for just, and you can just pick it up on the way home and bring it to my house.
Yeah, and I see on your list here that you also sampled cobbler.
Yeah, they have peach cobbler. It's very flaky. It's a gooey crust. Apparently, I didn't realize this until after I went there. Is at the TV side of WGN has reviewed their cobbler before.
Oh, they have.
And it's, they say it's Chicago's best cobbler. So,
all right. Well, cobbler pudding, I'm there.
Yeah, it's a nice little place to go, and it's, you could sit down, you know, bring a date, whatever.
Jars by Jasmine.
Send it over to the police station for my...
1731 East 79th in Chicago. All the news for you coming up on the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, some food news, Lieutenant.
Well, Taste of Randolph is this weekend, the 26th anniversary. They're going to have 18 restaurants, and if you haven't been to Randolph Street in a few years, it is a phenomenal place to go. They're going to have 34 music performers there. They're going to have a couple different stages, and I hear, I'm not sure, that the weather jingle singers are going to be there doing Haley Boy's jingle singles.
The American Weathermakers.
But they got some great restaurants over there in Randolph.
Yeah, that's a great event there, Taste of Randolph, this weekend. 18 restaurants, 34 musical performers. And it's Italian Ice season, too, now, isn't it?
It is. And Mike O's Italian Ice, they're having a pop-up location at George's Hot Dogs. It opens up on the 22nd, so that's next week. And it's... 876 North Damon, and that's the George's Hot Dog 75th year in the neighborhood. And Mike O's Italian Ice is very good. They had to close down. They used to have a place right by the 606 Trail, which is fantastic. And the pandemic kind of hurt them, so they had one of their locations closed down. But great Italian Ice. I've been on an Italian Ice kick lately. The Rita's up in Park Ridge, fantastic. I told you root beer. Italian ice with vanilla ice cream mixed in.
Oh, that's Black Cow. Love that.
And then Taylor Street has theirs. My wife also wanted me to mention that we talked last year about Z-Shell, IX-CHELL, up on Milwaukee Avenue, has the best gelato. We went out for gelato this week.
Don't talk to me about gelato. We were in Italy. We had, I think, gelato three times a day. it's great. All right, there you go. Lieutenant David Haynes from the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. And next week, I have to tell you about an interesting letter I got. Proof an authentic Jewish deli still exists.
Oh, well, I have to check it out.
We'll get to
love
that next Friday. Have a good week, Lieutenant.
All right.
Let's be careful out here.